I mean, theoretically, this could apply to like any Minecraft.
Let me read the tea leaves, homie. I got chicken guts all over the floor. We got to have some fun with them.
But I need to cook those. I'm hungry.
And welcome back to another Linux Gamecast Weekly, the show that covers the latest Linux gaming news, reviews, how-tos, and most importantly, kids, whatever the hell else we come up with. I'm old man Vin, here in beautiful downtown Athens, Georgia, in our little tidy studio, doing our thing, switching the bits, joined every week by our man up north, one Jordan Swong in Torontosville, and across the pond, staying up late because he's not that old yet. We still might need to get him a walker because he's coming up on the big 4-0. One Pedro,
in about 2 years.
Mateus, together with you, Shot Realm Dynamic, helping us form somebody with the canes already. Cocaine, Voltron. Gentlemen, what's up? What's new? Of course, we're going to talk about the Valve game. Valve releasing a game is news. We got thoughts. But first, what have we been up to? I learned something when I came into the studio. I've been playing around still. This is like week three with that little tiny 1 liter elite book, poking it, prodding. It takes me a while. I actually use shit before I do a video for it. I'm like, hey, I've had this for 2 days. Let me give you a comprehensive guide on it. Sure, YouTuber.
But you just unboxed it. That qualifies you for giving 100%. You a detailed teardown I give of this every detail.
Three-stone buying recommendation. Guaranteed. Yes, thank you. Hashtag sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Alleged, probably not. Wink. With a wink emoji. So, couple of days ago, I was working on it, playing around with it, and I was trying to get to Jordan's PC. I got everything set up with a, you know, a keyboard, mouse, a barrier IP, so I don't have like a bunch of keyboards and shit floating around. I couldn't get to Jordan's PC, and I'm like, what's going on? I battled, and I finally got up after like plugging an actual mouse and keyboard into the PC running his WebRTC instance, only to find, looking on the floor when I was walking back to tech closet, that little fucker's just been sitting in the middle of the studio on the floor on for the past couple of days. So, yes. A plus on silence. Didn't even notice it. Didn't even know it was there. Jordan, have you had any stealth PCs floating around your house? You got a Raspberry Pi that's been on for like 4 years? And you're like, wait, there you were.
No, but yeah. You know, sometimes you do just like find the random shit underfoot.
Oh, dude, here's what makes it worse. I know fuck well that I'd put it in bullshit turbo mode too. So I was not saving power this entire time.
Nah. Well, I mean, it's good and quiet. Even if it's in bullshit turbo mode, You don't really know it's there. Yeah, no, I don't have any sneaky floor computers or anything like that.
It's like floor chicken.
It doesn't compare to wall chicken though. That's like the superior form of poultry.
I was very pleased in that 3D like Doom Castlevania.
The Castlevania it had the
wall chicken.
You had to. I was a little disappointed that there was no wall chicken in like the Castlevania anime. That was like they needed to just like find a whole cooked bird just behind a rock somewhere, and Trevor's just gonna like fucking just eat that
knock
shit
down a wall, and there's like a platter with the chicken.
I can just see like a battle like right before it goes like down, crispy. And he's like, "Oh, I'm famished. Hang on one moment." He just knocks the wall out behind him and grabs the chicken. Like,
no, he just fucking unhinges his jaw and just like stuffs an entire whole chicken down his face.
That would cost you a lot if you went to KFC.
It would cost you two, as we discovered in the pre super shows and. Chicken is fucking expensive.
Chicken is pricey, though.
Chicken is very
Do you have
pricey.
Any PCs that you leave on all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
The NAS.
The TV box is like a PC, but it's also like, you know, server, whatnot. So it's like running files and shit. I'm very, very bad about shutting this computer down. I know I should do that more often than I do, but, you know, fuck it. I'm lazy.
All right. Pedro Mateus, the man, you got glass balls and playing cards.
Yes, and the important bit this week is that work has created such a hostile environment that a bunch of the IT team has decided to look everywhere else, literally everywhere else. And an opportunity showed up also within the NHS, but it's to support the people using Jira and Confluence. It's a more
Jira, you say?
Oh, yes. Don't take that job. Jira. You will actually like hate yourself.
If no. I want to believe that the NHS bought something called Jira. It's like J Y R A.
It's J I R A.
I know. Which, let me have my fanfic going on. Yeah.
H Jira.
It's some weird shit. It's like Java 4.
It's Jira, but I want to keep calling it Jira because that's how it's spelled. But yeah. I had an opportunity. It's like, yeah, we need people in this team. It's like, as long as you don't mind teaching me, I'll gladly learn that. So I'm going to learn that.
So you're going to be a project manager. Cool.
Yeah, no, yes. I mean, you got to be like, I don't know if fuck all about this, but I'm more embodying like sold.
Yeah. It's literally, the actual desktop support services are shitting on people from on high. We've had all of our admin rights that we had and access to a bunch of systems just taken away. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, we can stay here, be actively de-skilled, or we can go do something else. I chose do something else.
Good on you.
Hey, we'll see how that goes.
I give it a week.
Mazel tov. I look forward to your future as a scrum master in the next couple of years.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, will we ever teach the horse Jira? I don't think so.
No, oh God, the horse is already running Jira. Why do you think you can't schedule it to do jack shit? Because it's caught in the workflow and it can't escape. It's the steam.
Here's the news. Here's the news. I was talking about this in the pre super shows and like somebody we were talking about. It might have been VR a couple of weeks back, and somebody just laid down the insider knowledge to us. They're like, "Nah, man, that next game from Valve, it's called Citadel. It's going to be VR only, and this is how it plays." It's a big long paragraph. It's in our comments from a video a couple of weeks back. Why are we bringing this up? Well, leaks. It's not Citadel anymore. No, Half-Life 3 originally was a working title, aka Citadel. Then Neon Prime, now is called not Death Clock, but Deathlock, the next Valve game. 6v6 me, bro. First person MOBA, fantasy steampunk inspirations, maybe Valve's take on Overwatch with just a little bit of Dota, a couple of that, a hero shooter, of course, but it's going to have those MOBA elements in it. This is like a smoothie of game types that I don't really fucking care for. I'm not terribly excited about this, but this thing has been developed and it's being actively playtested as we speak. It's a real boy, kids. There's actual screenshots of it. Look at that. That's some next gen TF2 looking bullshit.
it definitely does give like the TF2 vibes, especially with like all of the textures and whatnot. What I want to know is, and I looked through the Reddit threads and I couldn't find anyone mentioning it, but if you scroll up a little bit, that image has like a bunch of like heads up at the top. Are those like Dota characters? Do people know who they are? Or is this like an entirely new cast? Because I don't know. I don't know shit about the Dota cast of characters. This could have, it's like, oh yeah, it's Blorfio and Cramden and all those guys. They're my favorite. Or it could just be some randos. I don't know.
It looks very much like a hero shooter if you've played that orange, Overwatch.
That is the fucking Demo Man's orange right there.
Yes. Yeah. If you've played Overwatch or Paladins, it very much looks like that. There was earlier in the week when Marvel Rivals came out. Mm-hmm. And NetEase put out like the
non-disparagement clause.
Yeah, one of them like with like Hulk cheeks clapping or something.
Yeah, Hulk was because Hulk had no ass.
I want to bring this up. What is going on with fucking ass erasure in video games? People have like fucking pancake booties, and I will not stand for it. You need to have thick, round, voluminous cheeks. We need game developers.
Do you hear that better?
Do some squats. But yeah,
it is. They specifically disallowed things like Hulk has no ass. This is such a mid Overwatch clone. Or Paladins is better than this shit. Stuff like that. So when this comes out, Valve, is it okay if we use those terms to describe it?
Well, I think they would prefer you to refer to it as a TF2 clone, because that's what Overwatch actually is.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, 6v6, team shooter. I don't know, because we've been sort of going through the... there was the... Battle Royale phase. Everyone was all about Battle Royales for a while. And now it's like the extraction shooters and like the Lethal Company likes, like we have a couple of those coming out now. Do you think a game like this is like too little too late? Like maybe a couple of years ago.
No, this is welcome to fucking Valve time, 100%. Yeah, like this might have stood a chance. Okay, we got two problems with this, two things going against it. Yeah, like 3 years ago, maybe. And like that would have been a real floppy, soggy, maybe we'd have got some traction, you know, in the Overwatch crowd. And because people were like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if Valve did their own version? You know, like we got LOL.
Or have something Dota with a single player, because that would be a great way to shit on Blizzard if you come up with a hero shooter that has a single player.
Maybe. Here's the other problem. Here's the other thing. All right, let's... some more things going against it. It's not Left 4 Dead 3. Big minus. It's not Half-Life 3. Also a big minus.
Not Portal 3.
Big minus. And here's the real killer. We all remember the last game. Some of us do. Only a couple of us were allowed to retain the memories. Most of you are unaware that Valve had released another game. But, Artifacts. You know. Yeah.
Are you talking about Artifact or are you talking about the Dota Lords, the auto chess one?
Yes.
or Alex or the Steam Deck demo thingy. Aperture.
That's the thing. The Aperture thingy for the Steam Deck that worked for as a Steam Deck tech demo. Fine.
Okay, if we're at the point where we're calling a fucking like introductory, like this is how you use a handheld game. Sure.
I don't know. I personally
introduced more story about Cave Johnson, so I guess it's technically poor.
I'm gonna put some fucking adjacent story on your goddamn tax forms next year, and you can call it a game, all right?
Yes. What's the lore?
That's all lore of shit.
That is literally what Dungeons and Dragons is: the story attached to tax forms. So,
Jordan, if you're ready to fight, goddamn. I don't know, man. I wish it was like. Any of the things we'd railed off, I understand, but I was like, hey, let's do something a little bit different. I'm like, this isn't a little bit different, though. So don't give me that.
I mean, but like, Valve does release stuff with like a high degree of polish. So if this comes out and is just like a good fucking game, then maybe it can get some traction. But like, the other thing, too, is like, is the inevitable fate of a game like this, like TF2, where it just gets overrun by bots? And
is it going to be a free game?
Will it eventually be a free game is the other thing too, because Valve likes to do that as well.
Or is it Valve just genuinely at the point now where we're like, no, we just want to retain people like here, because if it's that, it's going to be shit from day one.
Yeah, that's why Artifact kind of failed.
Well, I mean, Artifact
45 minutes per game.
Yeah, that you require people to spend like real fucking currency on shit, like. Yeah, no,
Quite get what made what was
Hearthstone.
That? Hearthstone. So popular. Yeah.
Hearthstone. Even the other big competitor to that now, like MTG Arena, gives you like a decent way to play for free.
Mm-hmm.
Versus with Artifact, where like, no, this is a trading card game. You have to like fucking engage with it like a card game.
So I mean. This bio, we've seen more and more leaks, like, you know, the dam broke, then we started getting screenshots, and then we got multiple screens, like, enough to where, apparently this has been released, it's being play tested by Valve employees and friends of Valve employees. Oh.
Gabe's mom thinks it's cool.
100%. 100%. Not as cool as the Chica for deck.
Chiaki.
Chica.
Chica. Whatever you say, Chica. Chicas calientes. Well, you know, playing games from your PlayStation on your Steam Deck is pretty hot for in your hands, because the Steam Deck just runs a little hot. Anyways, there's a way to do it. It's Chiaki for Deck. They have a new release out, and that you can install it via the Flatpak. They have they've added a utility now for extracting your account ID from your PSN account, which is handy if you want to set up Chiaki to stream your PlayStation games over the public internet. Don't really need to do that if you're going over local, but still. It is an advertised feature of PSN, and it's something you may want to do. If you want to, like, I don't know, play Bloodborne on your Steam Deck. you can...
what the hell, man? I gotta have a PSN account to sign into PSN? That's bullshit.
I know, it's so terrible.
fucking so.
They also have some zooming options as well. If, like, games aren't scaled to the Steam Deck appropriate size, you can zoom in and be able to read stuff because you are an old person who needs glasses. And that's it for this release. Bet easier play over the internet is basically the killer feature of Shiaki here. So yeah.
Oh, I think Pedro might argue.
Well, I did find one thing, because in the announcement at the top they have note: PipeWire is required for app image. For Linux, PipeWire is required for the DualSense haptics. So I figured, you know what? I have a DualSense. Let's try and make the haptics work. So I fired up Spotify, I fired up QPW Graph, and I said, you know what? This the DualSense, it shows because it has a stereo headphone connector right there. So you got a little hole. So what are the rear left and rear right channels connected to? So I wired Spotify to those channels, and the haptics went zzz, 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 along with the music. So
what
that's
song
what they do.
Did you pick?
I may or may not have put it on my crotch. Yes.
Oh.
But what song?
That was it. My crotch.
Two Tickets to Paradise. I think it was the one that was coming up next on Spotify.
You said the Beatles, but if you followed that with by Nicki Minaj or something, I would have fucking believed that was like a real ass fucking song. You had me in the first half. I'm not gonna lie.
That's kind of neat. Remote PSN. Like, if that's the thing you want to get into the trouble, like, it's just another testament to how versatile the Steam Deck is, and shit just keeps popping up like this. And that's not only is it a very, very good portable handheld gaming PC, it's also a really bitching tinkering device too, and it's got people playing around with Linux for the first time, which I'm also a huge fan of. However,
you need to punch more wood
on things that everybody's favorite company.
You can read into things, and then you can do what this particular person on our Steam decided to do, which was apparently, while looking into claim 500 mime coins, yes, mime coins.
It's not pay to win if you buy the currency, right?
They're not your coins, they're mime coins.
Mime coins.
Yeah, it's the premium currency for Minecraft Bedrock Edition. And it underneath the claim button, they saw that it said for Xbox Series, X and S, Xbox One, Windows PC, or Steam. Now, of course, there's a bunch of people already calling that into question. It's like, do you think it's maybe a mistake?
Nope.
Because there's mine coins are also used in Minecraft adventure mode or RPG, whatever. Basically, the standalone side Minecraft game that is on Steam. That one is on Steam, and it does have mine coins. And so it might have just been a bit of a hiccup that they used the same text for both. So maybe not an actual thing. We don't know.
Your Honor, also, I may be a simple country lawyer. Allow me to point you towards the end user license agreement for fucking Minecraft. Okay, not summary. Introduction. What does that say, Pedro?
In the introduction, if you buy Minecraft or use any of our services,
good,
or if
he's been distracted while I got into the right thing. Here we go. If you've purchased our games through a platform that does not require a Microsoft account, such as Sony PlayStation, view the platforms, the terms will apply.
Like I said, Minecraft Adventure Mode, or yeah, I think it's called Adventure Mode.
This is just from Minecraft.
This is
the all encompassing EULA.
I mean, theoretically, this could apply to like any Minecraft.
Let me read the tea leaves, homie. I got chicken guts all over the floor. We gotta have some fun with them.
But I need to cook those. I'm hungry.
Confirmed. You heard it here. Pedro has told you. Minecraft coming to Steam.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's already a Minecraft game, not the Minecraft, but a Minecraft game on Steam. So it may have just been a hiccup. But Bedrock Edition is. The one that has all the kids playing it on their phone, and it has the ray tracing.
The one people under the age of 35 play.
Yes, it's the one that has NVIDIA RTX. It's the one that has proper controller support, because, it's the console version. So, there are some advantages, and if it does end up coming to Steam, then, hey, at least it's some kind of mine other like actual legitimate Minecraft on Steam. That's not any of the Unity clones that people have repeatedly attempted to put out.
Especially the two that are like have a beef with each other.
Well, those are the open source ones, right? That's
Minecraft. Yes, the two open source ones with like six players in between both of them, like have beef. It's
Mind Test and the other Mind Test.
Right.
Mind Test plus plus or some shit. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's not, this wouldn't be the first game that Microsoft has on Steam. And, you know, as they've learned from this whole debacle with Game Pass and having to shutter a bunch of studios, turns out that if you want to make money off of games, you need to, like, sell them to people. So, you know, yeah. putting it on as many storefronts as possible is probably
it's the new Microsoft. Yeah. They're here. They care about your money.
Yes.
Minecraft Dungeons. That's the name of the the game that's already on Steam. That's the one.
Mm. I don't know. Okay. Do you think we'll actually see like Linux ports? Because like reason we're bringing this up because Microsoft has been pretty upfront like with MasterChef and stuff like that. They're like, hey, we're gonna make sure it tries to run on Steam Deck.
That's the thing. It's BedrockEditions.net. Mm-hmm. So unless they ported that to .NET Core, probably not going to be native.
I mean, Proton exists. Like, you think they're porting Master Chief Collection to fucking .NET Core?
Guaranteed. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, no. They ported Halo over to JavaScript. It just runs in a fucking yes. browser. No, you still need to use Wine because it fires up Internet Explorer to run Halo.
Edge.
No, Internet Explorer.
Oh, IE6, baby. Let's go.
Listen, the development cycle came before Edge came around, so they built all that tech on the old Internet Explorer. It's just how it is with Microsoft, right?
Let's do it. Coming up next, every now and then, a couple of times during the week, I like to head over to Steam Store, and I go to categories, and I go to Linux OS, and then I sort just by new. And I scroll through. Book by its cover, man. You sell me, you get me to mouse over it. If I see like a weird, like, or just like a good looking thumbnail picture, then I see this diseased Mr. Potato Head looking motherfucker.
Yeah, somebody needs to go to the doctor about that nose.
I'm saying, man, I'm like,
that's
okay.
A pickle. That's like an
what's
actual
going on here? Then I come to the page and I'm like, Spanking Runners. And it's in 4x3 on the trailer. I'm like, is this some hipster pixel retro? It says it's arcade racing in a bright and unusual world. This is not very bright for me, anyway. the robots have captured something, I don't know, an electro zombies exclamation point. Apparently, this game's been lost to time. It came out somewhere around like 2001. And Jordan, who was this from?
This is from the people who brought you Vangers.
Oh, I mean, that fits. I was like, I wonder what Vangers would look like in 3D. Oh, just like drugs, but in 3D. Like,
it is just straight up 3D Vangers, isn't it?
It came out to a PC-only release. And like, I went searching for this. I had to like dig around for this. Like one, I found a post on Reddit.
It's an obscure Russian game, right? Dude, like, yeah.
It was available in English on PC, though.
Huh.
It was. In fact, Jordan, you can I can get you a box copy right now, brand new.
Hey,
wow. Okay.
€5. Well, $4.90.
Somehow the guy looks even worse on that CD cover. He's just like, double kill me.
They stuck with it. They stuck with it, man. I wonder
the guy
like,
in the back is like still on meth though. He's my favorite.
Just a little bit. It is kart racing, single player, and it's $4.99. It's like one of those like, all right. Oh, there. This is like much Vanger. Just because it's green, right? I associate the color green.
And it's top down, yeah. It's green and top down, so it's Vengers.
But it's just that old school late 90s, like whatever.
PC game, yeah. Yeah. They were in spindles at like Radio Shack, and you're like, and they're $10 each, right? So you're like, I'm gonna buy a computer game because I have $10. Yep. And sometimes they're DSX, and sometimes they're this.
Mm, fair. Now, but you think this is good for game preservation, huh?
It is, because you have a team that actually found their old game. It's like, ooh, we can make this run on modern systems and put it on a modern platform and allow people to actually play the game in 2024, which, by the way, you need to amend the Steam Store page, because uh-huh. that says May 14, 2024. It came out in 2001.
Well, so, that version of the game, this is the remastered enhanced edition.
Yeah, it doesn't have remastered anywhere in the name.
Those letters are silent. Just,
you know, tell people it's an old game and it's working and it's, you know,
Dude, I don't think anybody hits that fucking trailer. Like, I don't think somebody's like, wait a minute.
Someone had like a very vivid sense memory upon seeing that trailer, and they're like, this is the thing I'm trying to remember. I played this when I was like a child, and dude, I don't remember it.
There's that link that Reddit post that Ven put in the show notes. That is that person's like, oh shit, yeah, no, that's the one.
This is like, I ran across this, like searching for information about the game, and like, this is on the first page of the Googles, and it's like, yeah, did I just have a fucking fever dream, like, back in the early 2000s? It was like a 3D cart, and like, shit was all fucked up and weird, and zany tracks, I don't know. And people are like, legitimately guessing, and somebody finally found it, and preservation's a good topic, because boom, check this out.
Samongonki.
They're good about this type of stuff, dude. Moonshine Runners, Spanking Runners, they released the, much like with Avengers, there's an open source engine that you can download and go play with yourself, available for Linux and other operating systems and its competitors.
It is the engine, they just release it for the community. It's like, hey, we found it, we got it working on modern systems, here you go.
Yeah, it's STL2, man.
I mean, that's kind of the magic of STL2, is like, hey, we can just drop this in our code base and all of a sudden it works magically on everything.
Yeah, this is like the best case scenario for game preservation, is when the developer isn't a dick and don't have dick publishers dicking people over
from their dick ships.
Pedro, yeah. It's going to take me a long time to add the dick bell in post, all right? So tone it the fuck down. I'm already at like 3 dings.
But yeah, no, they have the game. They've made the game available. You can buy it. And you have the source code. And it's open source. And yeah, no, the best case scenario right here.
In my brain, I'm like, here's a list of famous dicks that I like. Cabin, Johnson.
Now, am I committed enough to keep it going?
Right, that's where I'm at. How far can we take the dick train?
Good job. Thanks for making that and releasing the open source engine bits. Now, good news, everyone. You want to be a Shogun Samurai?
I would like to be some sort of neck chopping, neck snapping ninja monster. Perhaps I could play Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice, or I could play this instead. Ghosts of Tsushima.
Or the fun one.
The fun one, yeah. Director's Cut, it's coming out on PC. It was originally a PlayStation exclusive. And,
PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4 exclusive. And Sony's doing their best to keep it in the Sony sphere. We got a little post on Twitter, and it also got moved into Steam as well. Links to all this stuff in our show notes. But they're saying, hey, it's coming out. Here's what you can expect. By the way, we are supporting the Steam Deck. It is going to be listed as unsupported because of the multiplayer features require PlayStation Network integration, which is only available under Windows, which I don't understand. Because there were some people in the Reddit threads who were like, oh, maybe it has to do with anti-cheat for some fucking co-op, non-multiplayer versus game. But, you know, it's something PSN. That they're all about this shit now. They're trying to inflate their numbers. Ben has a very salient point about it's probably about crossplay.
I mean, I get a very boring gun.
But no. We got to ride the hate train, man.
I know.
We can't let inconvenient things like facts and to like get in the way of a good old hate boner.
I mean, it could be for things like devious crossplay and malicious saves. For
crossplay with Sony, historically anti-crossplay.
These fucking
company?
Saints brought us the Memory Stick Pro. How dare you?
the company that just outright refused to have Rocket League crossplay with Betamax. Everyone else.
they won on Blu-ray though. They did win on Blu-ray.
Yeah. They won that one. But yeah, no, it's. The whole, yeah, no, it requires Windows to access the PlayStation Network integrated features. You can't help yourselves at this point, can you, Sony?
I can just hear the Mac users screaming out of your window to eat a bag of dicks.
I can't hear them over their M1s.
I suspect that the if people keep being complacent, and there is a vocal minority of people out there going, I'm tired of the PSN requirement controversy. It's a free account. You can just make one. If you keep doing that, Sony is just going to straight up require people to pay for PS Plus when to play Sony games online on PC in very short order, because that seems to be where they're fucking going.
Yeah, they're probably going to do that anyways, regardless, yeah. Because, you know, fuck you, give us money. That is the strategy. I mean, and yeah, in terms of discoverability for this game on Steam, because it's going to show up as unsupported, it's going to get deprioritized in rankings as well. So I don't know what that actually means for how well Ghost of Tsushima is going to do financially on the PC, but I mean, no one's buying PS5s anymore, so they got to try something, right?
Anything that gets more PlayStation, anything that breaks exclusivity on consoles. Like, I'm down with, you know, I bought the Spider-Man, I bought the God of War. I don't know if I'll buy this. It's like, maybe. I mean, it looks kind of dope. It's
and the single player, you don't need the account for a single player, so.
Yeah, but we can't bring that up. We got to be mad.
Now, I mean, you might want to experience this co-op. It's a very pretty looking game.
Then go get a fucking PlayStation 5, all right? Fuck. This is not hard to figure out.
I spent all my money on a
Linux hacking device you bought to play games on.
Yeah, well, in between cracking Wi-Fi passwords, I do want to try playing
your ping one flopper zero or whatever.
I'm taking my PC out to steal people's cars.
Yes,
I have to wheel out my full tower.
You're hacking your PSN and networks,
fucking,
man.
I have to like fucking break into the car to plug my computer into the fucking car battery so I can use it to steal the car.
So the good news is, couple people tested this, and apparently this thing runs like the business on Steam Decks by all reports. Like, really easy to get a solid 30 FPS, and if you want to dick around a little bit, you can get up to 40, like a stable 40, minus like some of the cutscenes, using FSR3. But
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. I might enjoy something like this. I don't know. Like, I want more stuff from everybody coming to PC. Delta, what Pedro said, would Sony ever try? I put it above Sony trying? No. Would it ever
of
work?
Of course they're going to try.
Would
and
it ever
people
work?
Get complacent with it.
No, I don't want to conflate logins with having to pay, because, you know, that's like, oh, you know what? I'm really upset. I have to log into Steam in order to play games. The fuck, man.
But if you want to play games on Steam, you should.
But if I want to use the multiplayer functionality of PlayStation?
Well, so here's the thing. They already do. They already charge for that on PlayStation? Like,
that's a console thing. Yeah, you got
to
play.
If you want to play online games on console, you need to pay for PS Plus.
But it's just exactly.
And so extending that logic, yeah, absolutely. Like, oh, if you want access to the PlayStation Network services, you gotta pay us some money.
Yeah, no, that seems to be where they want to go, because
based on.
Why allow people on PC to continue playing those games that are, you know,
cloud
using
saves.
The PlayStation Achievos, Network,
which
they're
are huge,
actively using the PlayStation Network, and the PC players don't have to pay while all the PlayStation players have to pay.
No, we're going to let me get down to the point. Why? Because we're a fucking rounding error compared to PlayStation 5 users. We don't even register. That's the reality of it. We're such an insignificant fucking number to Sony that they've taken 30 years to get around to doing PC ports. They're like, sure, fuck it, why not?
And to that point, I think they'll try it, and then when they get the
initially, would I put it above Sony? No. But also, will that ever work? No.
But yeah, I think that may end up being a Pyrrhic victory for everyone involved.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghosts of Tsushima. I would fucking go to a restaurant that served Ghosts of Tsushima.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I wouldn't mind playing the online co-op, but it's look at this. The Steam Deck is protecting you from Sony. You can't even do it unless you put Windows on your deck. Then you got other fucking problems. You got Windows on your deck. Go see a doctor.
It's like a cross for vampires. You hold up your Steam Deck and it just repels Sony employees.
Yes. Interesting game. It's $59.99 for like an 11-year-old game. I'm going to put it on my wish list along with the zombie game and maybe Ratchet and Clank, because I'm not paying full fucking price. Sorry, Nixies. if this shit got released within like a month, I wouldn't mind paying full price for it. But and Spider-Man too. But I already bought Spider-Man and God of War. But that was my contribution to like Sony put more PC games out there. But yeah, that 4 to 7-year-old games, 75% off. we'll talk about
it. Yeah, no, that too is accurate to the console pricing, because prices don't drop on consoles.
But they do on PC games.
Eventually.
We got a big update. Massive update. For another Valve title. Of course we're talking about Left 4 Dead 2. Left 4 Dead 2. Ginormous. Barely fit it all on one page.
So big.
I'm sorry, my eyes just glazed over from the wall of text.
It is the wall of text from hell, man. So they fixed not one, but two exploits that could remotely crush servers.
Okay, good.
Yay. Good. And one that I had a moment with, because it is directed towards us Linux gaming human beings. They fixed music not playing at the main menu on Linux, to which my brain immediately clicked on, because we would play it infrequently enough, but with frequency, to where I'm like, it doesn't make any sound. And Jordan would go, no, there's no sound in the intro, like the main menu. And I'm like, right. Which made me, when we're playing co-op or whatever, we'd get into the game and I'm like, hang on, guys, give me a second. I'd have to go aim my gun at the fucking floor and like set the volumes and shit for the stream. And of course, within that 3 to 8 femtoseconds, everybody else is scattered and run off without me. And I'm like, God damn
it. And yeah, we're all just jockeyed or like
smoking. We're just doing whatever, right? And I'm like, well, all right. So it doesn't work on Fedora, apparently.
No, at least for me, I started it and I got the audio from like the intro videos, the Valve one and the game intro video proper. Yeah, and then you get to the menu, it's like, okay, yeah, the sound effects are there, the music still not.
Huh.
So
I didn't test it because I didn't feel like downloading 15 gigs for
I still have it installed from last time, right. So that's why.
I think I might still have it installed as well, but I also did not check. But also like I mess with like the in-game music settings a lot in games. So, like, I may have turned off the, like, in-menu music at some point and just, like,
The game music, because there's only one music audio slider. But the in-game music works. That one works. When the tank comes, you can hear the... but the...
I just, I've never had, music, like, music or anything in the fucking opening menu. I just knew that. I was like, okay, wait. Like, I noticed it because I had to calibrate that shit. I had to wait until we were in the game, which relied on people, like,
I guess we gotta go back now and replay through the entire fucking game, because it's been, now it's been fixed.
Yeah, clearly.
It's been fixed. It was completely unfinishable.
That's gonna do it for our Steamy Bits this week. Moving right on into something that I saw an update for, and I'm like, that's still being developed, huh? Yeah. I had no idea. Fresh out of 2010, ladies and gentlemen. Stunt Rally 3.1. Look at all that stunting and the rallying right there. Not one, but 8 new cars, 1 new track, and 8K skies? The fuck's that even mean? 8K skies? Could they not fit in
like skies?
Yeah, 8192 by 8192 skybox.
Now, let's say I was trying to do an imaginative joke, and we were talking about 8,000 different skyboxes.
Maybe they do. Maybe it's just the teeny tiny little ones that they just
bunch of things, couple of things they're working on. Now this one's even got a Linux binary release for the download option, to which I was like, I didn't know that was a thing. And I was like, yeah, I guess why I just compiled it. Didn't think twice about it. And this is definitely a blast from the past. We're talking, you know, like no joke. I went and looked it up. It was like 2010. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like a long time ago until you do the maths on it. And you're like, oh my God.
That was 14 years ago.
Still using Ogre for the rendering, and V-Drift for the simulation. Has online multiplayer, but it's only peer-to-peer. Apparently there was a server even way back in the day, which I vaguely remember, but nobody used it. And they basically do a paragraph explanation of like, we just can't be asked to set one up.
Fair.
Pedro, what is Stunt Rally? Would you call it like old school, like the first Track Mania?
It's a bit more simulation-y than Trackvania.
Trackvania? Fuck yes, let's do this. Yes. Let's go.
Trackboard. Bloody tires.
If you remember, in Trackmania United Forever, there was the coast mode that had the really heavy, really skinny cars that you had to like be more considerate with the braking and the more slightly more realistic physics. that's the level of physics in a stunt rally. And I wish they had a mode where the physics were more like Trackmania Stadium, because that would actually be fun. I don't appreciate the overt simulation-y mode that they had, which is a shame, because it, for as open source games go, Stunt Rally 3 was always one of the more...
That's my favorite car.
Everything ones.
Well, they added what, like hovercrafts and hover cars and drones? I want to know if they're full of eels.
Yeah, they have the like different car classes, one of which is sci-fi, which is where the spaceships and whatnot come along.
It's a motor. That's a weird camera placement to drive.
Oh, yeah. I remember playing Full Throttle.
Huh. Oh, dude, we can do like Heat Vision and Jack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tokyo Drift.
I like how the motorcycle doesn't have anyone riding it.
Nope, it's haunted.
It's RC from Transformers.
It just never got any traction, man. It might have been, you know, probably has a lot to do with what Pedro brought up, is when you get a game like this, you want the bullshittiest of arcade physics. That's all you're willing to tolerate, dude. Don't even bother trying to put a whiff of realism in arcade racing games. It never works out right. Except, look it up. Codemasters tried it. Didn't work very well for them in that one time they did. Go play download it.
The physics need to be relaxed a little bit, and it would be, I think, in my opinion at least, perfect.
the developer of Speed Dreams hits me up on Mastodon occasionally when I make a post like, hey, we're playing Trackmania, come play. Which he hears, I'm open to solicitation about games we should be playing on Tuesdays and Fridays. That's apparently what he reads. He's like, hey, we can play Stunt Rally. And I'm like, do you got loops in arcade mode? And he's like, you can cut it on like easy. And here's me in easy and like fucking Speed Dreams. Boom, 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 wall.
Yeah. It's like, okay, so, you know, doing like the hammer on the brakes, turn the car around and do the slide around the turn. You hammer on the brakes, the back of the car comes out and you go.
Fun times had by all. Have either of you ever attempted to make your own video game, like a top-down RPG? Did you ever have that thought as a kid, like some, you know, paper and like pen, like, hey, I can make my own Zelda game. Watch this shit.
Got it. The idea crossed my mind, and then it's like, oh, that would require a lot of work, and I'd have to do everything. So I said, no, fuck it.
I got about lazy. I got about a third of a way through a design doc when I was a kid, and then my ADHD took over.
All right. Why do we bring this up?
I don't know, Pedro, why?
Yes, apparently Baku Starver, that's the name I was trying to read, decided to basically create a way to get RPG Maker to run as well as it can on Linux. It's a collection of shell scripts, the install script and everything else. Very well labeled out, and it's mostly JavaScript. So, it is think of it like, I want to call it like ScumVM, but it's nowhere near as developed as ScumVM. But it is, as it currently stands, it is just collection of scripts that allow RPG Maker, MV, and MZ games to run on Linux, which... Apparently, according to them, they run all of them, which is bold claim compatibility.
See, look, it even has horror characters at the end.
Oh my god, it's Patrick. No, and they're also claiming in some cases 2 to 4 times better performance than under Wine, which is not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you are a big RPG Maker fan, then, or you're a fan of RPG Maker games, then, and you are on Linux, this might be the way to experience them without having to, I don't know, deal with slow turn-based combat. I don't know where the performance consideration really comes in, because it's Dragon Quest IV, right? Like, that's what RPG Maker is, basically. Yeah.
Yes. It's like Final Fantasy 1 through 5? 6?
I remember it was like specifically inspired by Dragon Quest, but like, yeah, it's yeah. A games of that vintage. But yeah
so it's like early 90s JRPG type of situation. Not all of them. There's a lot of games made in RPG Maker that are not RPGs in what you call a traditional sense. But yeah, no, the idea like of Doom? Having scum... Hmm?
Like Doom?
Doom?
Yes. Doom is an RPG, as we've established. but yeah, the idea of having something like Scum VM, but to deal with RPG Maker games, maybe even including Game Maker Studio or those engines of that ilk, having that...
Get fucked.
Because there are people out there, and there are entire YouTube channels dedicated to it, of people that just play RPG Maker games. That's what they do. That's their thing. So having a way, especially older titles that may not work as well nowadays, just having a way to play those, that'd be awesome.
FNA is also similar in that vein, in that like you can basically just kind of drop FNA in to your game directory, and for the most part, it will just run your XNA game.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, just drop in replacements.
It's there. Stuff. I want to give it a mention because I know that's man, some people's first start, like, because it's very accessible. Just RPG Maker, and like, hey, I can figure this out, and that could lead to greater things. You could create the next
Lethal Company. Shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's certain. The kids started off making Roblox mods.
Roblox. So like Roblox. Now he's making them Robux.
Now he's making those real bucks. I mean,
he's made a lot for of real. For real. He can buy even more Robux now.
Now, you do know the three of us are definitely fascinated by VR.
Yes.
Yeah.
Completely. Just can't get enough of it. So, up next, I would like to present something that I want to say if I had to. React with my feelings, that feeling would be bullshit. However, these facts might get in the way.
There is some data, although I do take issue with some of the collection, as we'll get into. So, UploadVR.com, they posted this survey from the Pew Research Center, I believe it was, that was conducted on about 1,500 of the richest kids that they can find. They don't say where these children came from. Or what their economic statuses are, but there are 1,500 of them between the ages of 13 to 17, 32%. And according to this, 32% of boys and 15% of girls, so around a quarter of the people surveyed, have played virtual reality games on a smartphone or computer. And you might think, well, that's not a lot, but it is a quarter, so that's more than what you would think in this sample size of 1,500 kids. But this could also be counting mobile VR headsets, which, you know, don't require the same level of buy-in that PC-based VR systems do, the MetaQuest, Gear VR, all that stuff. And also, according to the polls, yeah, kids just aren't into Twitch. They hate it slightly less than the Reddits. But, yeah.
That tracks, I can imagine, especially for Reddit, there is probably a more old audience, but... Yeah, I did a bit of a lookup on eBay. The Facebook Quest 1 and 2 are very cheap. You can get just the headset for like £50. For £100, you can get the Quest 2 with the wiggle controllers. If you go up to £150, you can get the one with the actual proper head strap. And yeah, so... price-wise, and the one that they have in the article at the top with the kid playing, that's the Quest 3. So those are the reasonably priced VR headsets. They're effectively just Android phones. In your face.
Yeah. In your face, Pedro.
No, dude. Because when we think about VR, the three of us, and I think a lot of our audience, when you say VR, bring like the cost of that starts with $1,000 because like we want a different type of VR. That's the experience a lot of us are looking for. And the survey says, you know, they don't ask whether or not they own the headsets. Mm-hmm. This is like, have you experienced the VR? So they have access to one. They know a guy, you know, my friend's got one. I put it on my face and Quest headsets, man. Like Pedro's pointing out, they're cheap. You can get one for a couple $100. You can pop it on, have that experience. I see Scott in the chat realm. He's like, VR chat. And I'm like, that's probably a thing. I know it exists. I just don't know like to what extent. But 24% does seem about right for the amount of the teenagers between age 13 to 17 who fucked around with one, right? I'm like, yeah, popped it on, played with it. You know, it's not a daily driver. But that kind of, I think that usage pattern would carry across a larger age range if the survey was extended. Maybe?
Possibly.
24% seems okay, is like, because again, it's not that expensive. So probably parents bought it and it's just sitting there and they play Beat Saber on it.
I got an update coming in from the correction. That's the only thing Scott uses is War. Okay.
Well, so the other thing too is like, you know, VR is an activity that you got to like kind of exclusively do, right? Most of the time spent playing video games, according to the survey, is on their phone or on their console, which generally means that you're not going, which is a thing that you can do while doing other stuff, right? Like you can have YouTube videos on another device. You could have, there's this whole thing about second screen games. I barely have enough fucking attention span to play one game at a time. These motherfuckers are playing like two. I got my main game. And then while the cinematics are going, I play Balatro on the side or some shit.
What do you think you can handle from the other direction? Because once you get locked into that VR headset, your squirrel instinct can hammer all at once, but it's stuck in there with you, baby.
Well, I think that's why, like, you would like say, well, if I want to be able to squirrel, so I'm just not going to VR. But again, like, it's one of these things where there are other activities that compete with the time required to like do a VR game. So
there is, and you make a lot of money. Like, that's one of the things I brought up in the study, like developers doing stuff with the Oculus, and they're like, we getting paid, man. Pretty good ROI on that. And 24%, yeah, that looks... another thing that was interesting to me, like, with this breakdown between ages of 13 and 17, again, so we're seeing, you know, 73% gaming console, 70% mm-hmm. mobile phone. I honestly thought the old smartphone would be higher than gaming consoles by now, but not by fucking much, apparently. It's just under at 70%. Desktop, laptop, computers, we're hanging in there, man, us old-timers in the squishy middle at 49%.
And these aren't mutually exclusive either. So like,
no, they're not. I'm just reading off the chart, homie. then we got, you know, our virtual reality headsets at the 24% number. Still getting beat by tablet computing for gaming. So,
and when you... Okay, so they probably, if they did the thing in... a wealthy side of town, as Jordan mentioned, then yes, you probably, because I'm looking at that 33% in tablet computers and I'm going, I don't know if 33% of the people I know have tablets. Most of them don't.
How many do you have, Jordan? Because you can get them on Amazon for like $70.
Yeah. I mean, people have the family iPad, right?
Tablets are cheap as fuck. Yeah. I didn't say good tablets, homie.
That's the thing. They don't even have the cheap tablets. The people around me, the only ones that have tablets are, it tend to be the one that have the iPad.
Okay, I need to know how come you hang around with so many 13 to 17 year olds. That's the question. We'll just shelve that for now.
No, that's He's the not thing. Allowed to hang out the with 13 them, to 17 year olds didn't buy the iPad because they can't afford it. It's their parents' iPad. So, yeah, no, don't give me that.
I'll give you a tablet. You got a tablet.
That's the thing. I even went out of my way to turn my Chromebook into just a Linux 2-in-1 laptop that I use as a tablet.
But you've bought a tablet.
Well, I also have this. Toshiba x86 tablet.
That's just a broken laptop. That doesn't count.
I don't know. I have tried, and tablets and me just don't click. Mm. They just don't.
I love them. You didn't watch enough DS9.
I watched a shit ton of Stargate Atlantis. I wanted those fucking tablets that could hack into the ancient computers and shit.
Dude, I remember being a kid watching DS9, just seeing how absurd it was that they had multiple tablets for different things, going, bullshit. That's right. Where's my tablet?
Yeah, and you can get a Kindle 7-inch for like $50 or whatever. Yes. So you end up just having
smartphone thingies that they have in The Expanse. That's my approximation of a tablet.
that's the convergence device, right? Because it's a terminal for a bigger computer system. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I want.
The one thing, like, this is like such a sci-fi trope, is like the holographic monitor display that just kind of that always looks like ass. Like, we're never trading one for the other, dude. We're not trading like fucking 4K and 8K fucking screens for like a blocky ass glitchy thing just because we can see through it. That's never gonna play out like that.
It turns out that keyboard and mouse is pretty efficient in terms of getting shit done on a computer.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think we're ever going to be able to beat that.
I don't know. Like, I am thinking like maybe by the Vision Pro 6, once it's light enough, battery enough, high res enough to pop that bitch on, and I cannot tell that I'm not in the room with the monitors.
Well, that's because the Vision Pro 6 also has like a heroin syringe that it just like jams into your neck.
Dude, like, but seriously, where's the counter argument once it gets to, because it will get indistinguishable. Like, once you can pop that on and you cannot tell, your brain meets are being fooled 100%. And you're like, yeah, I'm in the room with my monitors. Yes. Okay. Yes. Galvatron's here with me, but.
Sexy Galvatron.
Sometimes he's still there when I take it off too.
See,
he's wearing underwear
at
this
that
time.
Point, the companies that are developing the VR space are going to be putting ads and forcing shit into the VR spaces that you're in, that you will never forget that you are in that VR space.
They're gonna do the subtle shit where they like do the subliminal fucking advertisements. So like you don't even realize you're being advertised to, but it's fucking Yvonette Niage at like some sub frequency going to your brain every time you put that
get a little
on.
Blood you're coming out of your ear, you're like, what's going on here, man?
Yeah, you just little every so often get a little nosebleed, so
a little drop.
Some blood coming out of your eye holes, like
you gotta get your nose blood pad set up before you get to work. Like,
Apple sells like the eye napkin that you can use to sop up your blood.
There we go.
It's $50 a napkin.
50, yeah. And they're disposable too, right? No, single use. Let us know what you think. What do you think, these numbers are bullshit? They seem like the console and smartphone seem legit enough to where I believe the rest of them. Do you game on consoles? I know some of you are like, man, I run Linux day in and day out. Been doing it for like a billion 11 years, but like I game on my PlayStation.
Does this count as a console?
No, you're hacking toy. Get that out of my screen.
Because if the Steam Deck counts as a console, then yeah, I game on a freaking console.
Well, it runs console.
I mean, you can play console games on it.
No, when you go into KDE, you click on console.
Yeah, the KDE terminal's console.
I don't want it to crash.
then you need to install GNOME.
I can just put Windows on it. It'll probably fuck it up pretty hard.
No, you gotta install the MSI Armory crate first.
Right. Oh, dude.
At least the Windows drivers for the Steam Deck at least now have proper audio drivers working.
Ah, man, I was going to make, but at least you won't be able to hear its scream joke. Womp, womp.
Oh, no, the fan will still be screaming because there's no fucking thermal management.
Oh, nice. Now. Yeah. What speed's your fan running? On.
It's Windows. It's just on all the time.
It's on, baby. Let us know. If you want to get in contact with us, head over to linuxgamecast.com. We got a contact button. Fill that shit out. Smash that button, fam. We get an email. And hey, it was pretty good. We might read about it right here on this show. Leave a YouTube comment. Leave a comment on the post on Patreon if you're one of the beautiful people supporting the show. But we got two little bits we want to get into, starting with VR. I thought this was topical. Tropical. Just a little mention about something we left out in our conversation about VR last week,
mm-hmm.
which is important.
This is from Saberfang X, and they say, VR can die. The hidden gems to do in VR with ladies or guys and the magic of invisible cloths still a thing. Yes.
Zoom type.
much of the cheap VR porn, Pedro? Here, I'll tell you about it when you get
over. I know that's cheap what vodka did this guy drink before but, typing what the fuck?
It's somebody that watches our show. Just be glad we get what we get. Okay? Effort was used here. This wasn't lazy writing.
Fair enough. They did try. These are words that you can.
We read. Appreciate the comment, but the fuck.
I would like to respond. I'm just unclear as to what it's saying.
Yeah, no, it's about VR porn.
This is like one of the reasons, because last week I said, you know, when's VR going to die this time? When's going to be the death of VR? And like, I think the clap back here is like, it's not going anywhere. I don't know how widespread is VR porn.
That's the thing. When people started to realize that phone screens were good enough to watch porn on, we started to see the increase of phone screens.
Oh, I thought you were good. All right. No.
So phone now screens. If the right. VR headset is
phone screens.
But if the VR headset is now good enough that it can give you high quality porn, then yeah, it's probably never gonna go away.
I still maintain like all the juice in VR is like all the non-fucking gaming shit that it can be revolutionary to like save people's lives and stuff. But you know, we gotta like.
You gotta imagine though, like everybody probably has like one friend that is not tech savvy at all. I know a dude who works construction that I'm pretty good friends with, and I don't like to hang out with him. Like I know if I walked into his house and I saw like an Oculus Quest, I knew damn well what that was used for.
Oh yeah, no, there's like some sponges with some balloons on like, top.
I just wouldn't even mention it. I'm like, all right, right on. You do. Like, I wouldn't be judgy at all, but I'd have no illusions that homie was into gaming.
To North Ranger's point, yeah, you know, porn does sort of occasionally have the diminishing returns of, oh, that's a little too high quality. Oh, boy.
let's bump. Yes, you want the power of fantasy. You don't want the gritty realism.
Then I guess you don't want to be tethered to the ceiling with your flight houses and shit. So maybe that's the market. Maybe that's what's keeping these things alive. You know,
it could be a BDSM thing.
Could be.
Could be, yes.
Introducing the eye gag.
I mean, it's just a gag that looks like an eyeball. It's the gag.
But it's $300.
Because it just looks like an apple. Oh, that'd actually be pretty good.
There
like
we go.
A ball gag that looks like an apple.
Done. Yeah. Sold. Apple. Get on it.
Like a suckling pig or some shit. Yeah.
Up next, streaming to something.
To Twitch. Yeah.
To is it Twitch?
I think
it's somewhere.
All right. Yeah, because whatever. I'll read it. Oh, you read it. I'll read it while you're reading it to digest.
Sure. All right. So this is from Rob. It says, I was all set to test AV1 encoding on OBS with Linux, but then reality reared its ugly head. Apparently, even with my fancy new RTX 4070 Super and a bitrate of 13,000, AV1 doesn't match the quality of Hevica at 1440p? Do I need any extra Linux configurations? Now, I don't think any of us are like super money bags. We don't have 4070s kicking around. So I don't think we have a specific answer, do we?
I have more questions. What are you?
Yes, go ahead. Oh, wealthy one.
No. What are you streaming to? What are you streaming to? Probably YouTube with a bitrate of 13,000.
Could be streaming to Discord, strangely enough.
Oh, Discord. Yes.
I mean, that's where people under the age of 30 stream to now.
Yeah, but don't you just do that on Discord, or do you do it? Yeah, I suppose you can do it from OBS and then stream that into Discord. Yeah.
They do have a thing for supporting both. You can do it in the app, or
you can stream directly to it.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough. So doesn't match the quality of HEVC. So H265.
That is HEVC.
Yes.
Yes, that thing.
I'm guessing at that bit rate, if it's a fixed bit rate, then yeah, it should look about the same.
Depending on what type of game it is, you need to include like little bits of information because, like, if we're playing fucking I don't know, Papers, Please.
We're playing RPG Maker Doom.
Okay. All right, 4070 Super, the AV1 should, I don't know. Someone buy me a 4070 Super, and I'll gladly answer these questions with more authority.
right? Yeah.
According to Pedro, the AMD AV1 in Jordan that it was supported with Vappy. Mm-hmm. So it's like the stunted, drooling glue stick munching version of it, but it works. And I know it works for a fact with the Intel because we did the video on it. Here's the big secret. AV1 is almost as good as HEVC5, H265. Almost. It's getting close. It's frighteningly close. It's almost as good as the thing that's been out for 7 years that you just couldn't use because it was patent encumbered.
I think that's why they're able to charge what they do for HAVC, right? They're like, well, yeah, look at what we got.
During all that time, AV1 is the only thing that's even
remotely close yet.
So, you got something positively fucked, unless you're trying to scream at like a UHD with a 13,000. Like, you should be able to do 1080p 60 or 1080p 120. On that high motion. Like, if you're an OBS, here's another thing. And you're using an NVIDIA card, disable look ahead, keep psycho visual tuning enabled because it's really just a bullshit NVIDIA speak for EQ string. Set your max B frames if you're doing high motion to 2. Try to keep it around 2. Somewhere in there.
Or recommendation for just days is usually 2.
Maybe 3 if it's really kicking up. Don't put it on auto. Don't use look ahead because that uses the NVIDIA tries to figure it out. It's always bad. And your keyframes on 2. But yeah, 1440p, like unless you're trying to do 1440p 120, you should be getting really good results. Either one, even H.264 should be good at that bit rate because that's a very high bit rate.
Yeah, that should, unless you're trying to do really, really high refresh.
All they're playing is Ravercorn.
They're playing Plants like versus Zombies. Like
a
really
high refresh and something with a lot of leaves and foliage and stuff.
Pokemon Red.
Good luck. Let us know. More details next time we build up.
Yes, a bit more detail.
Oh, man. If you want to help us out, you want to become one of the super awesome, happy, fun time people that support this show, click on the support tab over at linuxgamecast.com. We have a Patreon, which is the best way to do it. You get a bunch of bonus sodas thrown in your direction, access to the pre super shows in our Discord, and a gang of other shit. Pick your rewards. We'd love that. We got LibrePay, PayPal, Bitcoin. We got Amazon wish list. If you pick up something from our wish list, dude, check this out. Send in a note and we'll read it on this show. Try to make it a little bit raunchy, though. Give us some happy, fun things to read. We got a merch store. We got an Amazon storefront. And of course, a humble bundle affiliate link, all available on linuxgamecast.com. We do thank you for your support. Let us do this as long as we have. And of course, Don, with that reset.
Don M.
42 is a magical number, Jordan. Why is 42 such a magical number? Why does it make your toes twinkle? That's
the
wrong
answer to, right? The life, the universe, and everything.
Somebody shows up with 24. Do you charge them double for the bucket of chicken?
I'm charging them if they show up with chicken.
Big brain, something to think about. Keep you up at night.
Yeah, the delivery guy shows up. He's like, okay, now you pay me. Type
shit right there, shows man. Up with some chicken. It's like, give me $40. And then you take the $40 and the chicken.
And run.
Yeah. Run, damn it. You gotta pay me to eat this shit, motherfucker. Leave a good review.
Yes. 5 stars. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Come watch us live. We do this live recording. Saturdays, 7:30 if you're a patron. Yeah, there you go. There's another bonus soda. Come listen to the pre super shows and talk with us. And back here on Twitch at 8:30. Jordan does streaming on Thursdays. Are you still doing the Outer Any Worlds?
Yeah, still going around with that. Still having fun with it.
Right.
Have you gotten out of the spaceship thingy? I can't remember the name.
I left the spaceship, Gregory. And I'm on the moon. Yeah, there's one of the moons. I'm on one of the moons. There's no atmosphere.
Cool. If you want to get your racing on, Trackmania, old school Trackmania. None of that new shit the kids are playing. Trackmania 2, the old ancient one. Can play with the old ancient people. I think it's like 30 plus. That's where you need to be on Tuesdays and Fridays. All the information again at linuxgamecast.com. That's going to do it for this week, everybody. Oh, probably a good time. Maybe? I don't know. Maybe. Can we just...
It is time. Eight.
Cue the music.
What is time?
As I said, you can always find this kicking off right here on Twitch. 8:30 Eastern Standard Moon Time every Saturday. Come participate if you fucking dare, which I just did. I just thrown it down. Get in touch with me. I'm on Twitter, @VinceStone. We got a Mastodon. I'm on Mastodon. Makes sense, right? There is a connection there when you think about it. Just @Vin over at mast.linuxgamecast.com. I got a Blue Sky, but I don't even know what this has been. Do a search there. And of course, I'm in our Discord. I'm in our IRC, chitting and chatting the other 6 days of the week.
I'm Jordan, and no matter how much bandwidth you give me, no matter how much bitrate, it just won't improve the quality of this. Follow me on Twitter @TheBurningFool, on Mastodon @Frojo, at mast.linuxgamecast.com, and at Blue Sky. Blue Sky at Frojo.
Blue Sky. It's haunted.
Boo.
And you won't find anything more artifacty looking than my face, so feel free to follow
me
on Mastodon.
They can add you as a friend on PSN, motherfucker.
You can?
Yes.
Good luck with me accepting it.
I made his Bloodborne game. Do it.
Bribe him.
Show up to his house. No,
unaccounted for at mast.linuxgamecast.com if you want to follow me on social medias for whatever reason.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time for your name and lights or credits. Let's do it.
Boop. Lightning credits. Illegal in the United States because you'll choke on it.
Creditis.
Oh no, I got some bad creditis in my ball sack. Well, we gotta thank our advisors at Megastar Theron, our executive producers, Barb Ramp, Scott, Atomic, Mike, Tomaj, David, Eshep, Ian, Kurducky, 12345, Haplo Drummer, and our little Nikki fans. They are Super Death Stone, Empty, Glorious Egg Roll, and Turbo Treeslaw.
And the sea monsters are Rado, Redorex, Machina, Traji, Veritanuda, Justin, Darkwing, System D, Dancing Joe, DeKresny, Oogie One, and Frostclaw.
I don't know, dude. Like, it's our closed captioning system's talking about
Romeo,
karate. I was having a blast
Rene,
reading that.
Leonardo,
all of our cheerlings.
Chris, Stephen, Jill, Benjamin, Doom 2.1, Stephen B., Beck, Dodger, Zeno.
Hey, Craig.
Mr. Fox, Ox, Fine, Jean,
and of course,
and
I find those upstanding cannibals like Carl, Mike, Arthur, and Linux, Nero, Aldeus, Noctilus, John, Eshep, Gamatron, Uno, and Diaz, and Joe, Aromatic, Tav, and Kai, Jorai. We thank you.
You're all truly wonderful.
We thank you for your service.
Even if you do watch, use your headset for VR chat.
Then you're servicing people in VR.
People get their rocks off everywhere, so
I don't judge. Dynafire, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Five dudes.